Good evening and welcome to the Allegiance Steam Academy regular meeting of the Board of Directors, April 22nd, 2018. The meeting is called to order at 7:01 p.m. The meeting location is at 13050 2nd Street, Chino, California, 91710. Instructions for presentations to the board by parents and citizens. Allegiance Steam Academy Thrive Charter School, also known as ASA Thrive, is a direct-funded independent public charter school operated by the Allegiance Steam Academy Nonprofit Public Benefit Corporation and governed by Allegiance Steam Academy Incorporated Corporate Board of Directors. The purpose of a public meeting of the board is to conduct the affairs of Allegiance Steam Academy in public. We are pleased that you are in attendance and hope you will visit these meetings often. Your participation assures us of continuing community interest in our school. Agendas are available to all audience members at the meeting. Note that the order of business on this agenda may be changed without prior notice. For more information on this agenda, please contact Allegiance at info@asathrive.org. Requests to speak forms are available to all audience members who wish to speak on any agenda items or under the general category of public comments. Public comments are set aside for members of the audience to comment. However, due to public meeting laws, the board can only listen to your issue, not take action. The public is invited to address the board regarding items listed on the agenda. Comments on an agenda item will be accepted during consideration of that item or prior to consideration of the item in the case of a closed session item. Please turn your comment cards to the board secretary prior to the item you wish to speak on. These presentations are limited to 3 minutes. In compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act and upon request, Allegiance Steam Academy may furnish reasonable auxiliary aids and services to qualified individuals with disabilities. Individuals who require appropriate alternative modification of the agenda in order to participate in board meetings are invited to contact Allegiance Steam Academy. Roll call, Samantha Odo.
Present.
Raquel Rawl is absent. Melanie Choi.
Present.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Present.
And Andrew Resty, present. Public comments, items not on the agenda. No individual presentations shall be for more than 3 minutes. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations, and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. Are there any comment cards?
No.
No comment cards. Moving on, approval of agenda for board meeting. For April 22nd, 2018, it is recommended the Board of Directors approve the agenda for the regular board meeting for April 22nd, 2018. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Is that Sam?
Yep.
Yeah. Second?
I'll second.
Second, Melanie. For a vote, Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Resty, aye. Motion passes 4-0. Communications, comments from Board of Directors. Sam, you're up first.
I have nothing.
Sam has nothing. Melanie?
Nothing.
Melanie, nothing. Vanessa?
Nothing.
Nothing. And I have nothing either.
I have nothing.
Okay.
Do you want me to take the phone?
Oh, yeah.
Our recording device.
Yeah. Our recording device. We have more than nothing.
Yes, we do. Good evening, everyone.
We'll start first on facilities. We did receive our Prop 39 response from Chino Valley, and I've been in discussions with our attorney around what should be our final response to it. Naturally, we're going to accept it. We just want a couple protections in there. Like explicitly stating that this space will not be occupied by anybody else, and then for us to have a say in other use of the facility. Right now, it doesn't say that in the offer, and we would like that. So, for example, if somebody wants to use it to film a commercial in the parking lot or something, like I've seen this happen before, where they just show up because they've been given authority or access to the site without notifying us. So, I'd rather us be the point of contact, not. The authorizer and small things like that, but overall, it's what we want, right? It's access to the El Rancho campus. There's nothing in the offer that says it's being offered to any or sharing the space with anybody else. But but I feel better if it explicitly said that we're not, it's not going to be offered to anyone else. So that's where we are with that, but we'll have it back to them shortly as soon as we get that kind of response from our attorney. The last couple of weeks I've had a chance to talk to our charter impact for our budget, and just kind of planting the seed now that we probably will need to call on for a draw from Charter Asset Management. This, you know, we're starting to purchase materials and so on, and we're moving people onto payroll. And so in talking with Jim at Charter Impact, he'll give me the final numbers this week, but we're looking like in May that we may, I may ask, come to you and ask to approve a 50 to 100,000, you know, request from or draw from Charter Asset. We'll have more concrete numbers once he gives them those to me this week, but he did advise that I plant the seed today, so I'm doing that now. And then he's also working on yet another revision for which will, may not be ready by next week, but for our regularly scheduled meeting, I should have a revised budget as well. Last time we met, you directed us to put together a survey, a medical benefit survey that's been completed. I believe it's been shared with you. If you have any questions, we can call Maria at that time. So we've also been notified that Kaiser will not be, was not an option for us, and that's Kaiser's decision, right? I don't think we're large enough at this point. So yeah, and Maria can speak to that if we have any questions to her. So although the survey data is super helpful, and I think it's a great message to our staff, I think we're now kind of down to a few, you know, options or limited options that are going to make sense for us in this first year. Callie in a little bit will speak, I guess at the information session, we'll both talk a little bit about curriculum instruction, a lot of steps forward there. I've also, since we've last met with the superintendent and the deputy superintendent who will be replacing him, over several things, Prop 39, over furniture and equipment, which we, good news, we were included in Measure G, right, the bond that was passed. And so we will be getting furniture and equipment as all other schools in Chino are starting to get. So at this point, our staff has been building our list, and then we'll refine that and then submit it to Chino for their approval. Very good news though, right? Significant savings there for furniture and equipment. And I guess the last thing is on curriculum instruction, which we'll get to in the informational piece. Our SIS, our student information system, both Diana and Callie have attended trainings in the last week to get that off the ground. And Callie's been pushing them to make sure registration is ready to go so our families can register there and not have to work and, you know, submit information in one place and then we have to upload it into our SIS. That's all going to be centralized. So maybe Callie can speak to that in a moment. But we are pushing them to get that going on our timeline, which we prefer, right? This week, some of us are going to go off and take a look at one of our possible lunch providers. So we're going to go. That is rolling, and we're underway with that. That'll take place Wednesday. See if that's a fit for us. Revolution Foods. Also, now, kind of in the last stages of securing our after-school care at Allegiance as well. So the couple options we've looked at, but Deanna's helped with this as far as, and so have other folks. But we've kind of landing on a group called Think Together that seems to be a good philosophical fit for us and pricing, and we get to have a say in the staff selection, which is nice too. So, any other questions or not other, any questions? Additions? No.
Just with the childcare, because I know we've been getting a lot of questions.
Yeah.
What hours do you think?
So, after school till 6 p.m.
What about before school?
Before school, we're talking about that too. It's they've had successes and challenges with staffing that, right? So it's not yet. I guess there are other variables, but we want it before school. So now it's a matter of like, can we staff it? But that's one of the reasons we're looking at them, because they seem to have had success with that more than some others. So sorry, it's not concrete yet, but we're working on it. We will get that set, and our goal is to have before and after school care for sure. I hope to have that finalized in the next few weeks for us.
For the furniture and equipment, do we have an idea of what kind of budget they're giving us?
No,
is it like a, do we
we submit.
Yeah, I asked those questions. We're not given a budget. What we know, it will be comparable to the other schools in the district. The nice thing is, though, our request addresses classrooms, kitchen, office space, PE equipment, but not consumable things, you know. So we're not going to buy paper with this. We're not going to put that in there, but we will put the desk, where appropriate, technology and so on. So we're going to go pretty aggressive and be ambitious, and the worst thing they'll tell us is no, right? I asked for a vendor list and I asked for a budget, but they said, I was told a vendor list exists, but just submit what we want, and then they're using that with the other schools' submissions to figure out what is purchased. Yeah.
Would it also include such things as science labs?
Yes. So the science lab and it explicitly said for science class and so on. So we interpret that to mean middle school science classes and our STEAM lab. Right? It's how we kind of treated it. Yeah, no, it's good. Really good news on that front.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know for the Prop 39 that you said that we would not be sharing that the school with anyone else. Is that because of our limited number of students, do we still have full access to the whole school, or is there?
We don't. So we have access to for our enrollment, right? And then additional space for PE lockers and special education and so it's beyond the 16 general ed classrooms, of course, right? But the space is for 480 students, though, is the offer now. So the difference between this, the response we received in the initial offer, so the initial offer did name, you know, that we were shared, it named Sycamore Prep as a school that we were sharing space with. That's no longer in this. But we're asking for even more clarity, right, around explicitly saying it will not be shared. Right. Yeah. So it's the rooms, that certain rooms that we will not have access to because our enrollment doesn't warrant it. Right. But the field. Yeah. So that field, basketball courts, volleyball courts, they numbered off the parking spots, but I never counted to see if it means all of them. So
it's
good. Okay. So I figured you'd know.
Any chance to let us choose which
restroom? No, which room? I'll share the 39 with you guys, but it's they predetermined.
Right.
But we have to vote on it. Our next board meeting.
Yeah.
And they detail what rooms you can and can't use.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other comments or questions? So yes, community, we can get that before and after school care set soon, all right? We're in the conversations. I want that settled too. I know there's questions about it. Just want to make sure it's the best fit for us. You have nothing at this time? All right. Keep it. You're loud. You got it.
I have a schedule for information. I'll just read off all three because I'm sure this is going to be one. This is the practice for your dissertation.
Right.
STEAM unit design template, benchmark assessments, and instructional materials.
I'm going to set you up first.
Sure.
All right. Yeah. So these are both listed in our. In our MOU with our authorizer, and they're also naturally things we need to be putting together right now as we're opening a school. So just taking a step back, we do want to have set evidence-based assessments so that we can collect the right data on kids and make the right best choices for them. So that's not new. It's right that it's in the MOU by our authorizer, and so Callie's kind of been leading the effort to get that all set. The only assessments we've picked have been sound, you know, backed by evidence assessments that work. So we're confident in this list, right? The curriculum as well. And we have not finalized the curriculum because we still need far more input from our team, but the core subject areas is coming together, and that's what is in this plan. And then the STEAM template that Callie will share, I think it's important for kind of everyone to hear that what we want your children to experience, right, is not just like a fun activity that's not tied to any more of an enduring or longer-lasting skill. Yeah, they're going to go home and talk about the very cool, you know, robot that they build or something like that. But we know we're developing more of a more intentional plan that has like a K through or TK through 8 progression. So while your child may go home and talk about the fun robot that they build, we know that they're practicing a skill that's on a longer continuum of skills so that when they leave by 8th grade, they're not just sound in the STEAM skills, that they're really prepared for what's next, right? They're getting ready for college and career. So we're meeting to discuss that today. We want a clear framework so that when teachers, who are going to have a lot of discretion to make choices at the kid level, that's how you should do it, right?
the people closest to the kids need to make a lot of decisions. We really want to give them a framework to make the right decisions for kids and avoid, you know, picking fun activities because they look so neat, right? Rather picking an activity that fits in the right skill set and on our progression at that time. So it doesn't look that apparent for parents. It won't look that clear for you because your child's going to come home and talk about the really cool activity that they did. But we know that's part of a larger plan. That's what we want to make sure is happening and communicate that as much as possible. So, which, by the way, we've also, we'll put this on Facebook shortly, but we did finalize today as our team met our two informational sessions we're going to have in the month of May. So we'll talk bell schedules. We'll talk a little bit more about STEAM. Those go on the calendar and on Facebook shortly. We just set the dates today. Take away.
All right, so the first item there, the STEAM unit design template, is a template to build a project-based learning STEAM unit. And it, as you go through the document, you see that there's places to put in the learning outcomes or standards across the STEAM disciplines, as well as, you know, English language arts, social studies, and history. So even just that part of it, knowing that we're choosing standards across all of these disciplines, there's going to be a lot of collaboration with our team. And because our grade level departments are small, it's only two teachers, we want to establish themes and driving questions that cut across grade levels so that there's still that collaboration amongst our team with the content. And it includes, 21st century skills and students having an authentic audience and such to present to. Did you have any specific questions on that? Okay. And then our benchmark assessments, like Sebastian talked to, all research-based, evidence-based, and I got input from some of our incoming teachers and subject matter experts on each of these. And then this is kind of a comprehensive list or inventory that teachers may elect to choose from across each term and grade level. And then with the adopted curriculum, we have, again, in communication with our teachers and the meetings that we've been having, come to some core curriculum choices with Lucy Calkins' units of study for reading and writing workshops, using SIPs for intervention. And then for ELD, the Lucy Calkins curriculum also offers a supplemental guide per grade level to support our English learners. And with math, the Great Minds Eureka, and again, they have supplemental guide to support our English learners. And some of our curriculum, PE, the visual performing arts, and world language will be teacher created, of course, aligned to the standards and frameworks for the state. And then for history and science, we're still having communication and collaboration around getting a best fit for our school for those subject matters. And that's all, unless you have questions.
So with these, we're at the stage now where we want to purchase them, right? And so we've reached out to both of these for quotes, and Kelly's working with them on that, including telling them, no, we're going to buy them, and we'll start paying you in July. That's what we want to do. So, which I guess I should talk about tied to that. It just reminds me, because if all these curriculum materials show up, we need a place to store them, right? We in my last meeting with the superintendent, I asked about access to the campus and for storage, and we were told yes. So we could. I would like for us to, consider moving our stuff in storage to the campus, and we can save a couple $100 a month on storage facility and start occupying our space. It did come up a little bit of a concern about some of the vandalism that maybe is happening, but if that's a little bit too scary, then we'll keep paying for the storage. But if we want to start storing things at Allegiance, we can. So, Melanie, were you going to ask something about that?
I was going to ask you just about that.
Yeah. Also, at our next meeting, we'll be able to share what the daily schedule looks like. Deanna took the lead in helping kind of craft that, and we have a real strong schedule that, so now we know what second grade looks like when you're taking PE, when you've got world language, when you're in the STEAM lab. Like, that's all coming together, so we'll be able to share that. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Have you narrowed down the programs for history and science?
Well, for several reasons. The fact that we're going to have technology in the classrooms and then the growing body of resources that are online and dynamic, we're kind of skewing towards digital resources for those to be the core of the curriculum. It's going to save money, and the last thing we want to do is buy history textbooks this year that are obsolete in 3 years, you know? So. Digital sources in that area, especially what we're doing with STEAM and project-based learning, you don't want to be tied down to a set textbook that's going to be very sort of static for us. So there's a lot of reasons why we need to be able to go with more flexible, dynamic, and online curriculum is probably the best.
Would we do that, would that mean that the students are required to buy some sort of either Chromebook or computer?
So both in the startup grant, which I believe we'll hear about in May, and then in the furniture and equipment bond, we've put technology for students in there. So our goal is not to have a one-to-one initiative, and that's when every child gets a computer in grades K through TK eventually through 6, but to have it in 7th and 8th grade. So we want a one-to-one initiative in 7th and 8th grade, just because now, talking about getting ready for high school, the demands, you know, everything's got to kind of have to fit. But in the primary grades, it's not really supported by best practice to do that, put a laptop in front of every kid or a device in front of every kid. But in our model, we would have, you know, approximately eight in the primary grades and 16 Chromebooks in grades 3 through 6. And so teachers can ensure that kids get access to them daily. And we also want to have a couple Chromebook carts where when you do need everybody on a device, you can make that happen. So that the digital resources will work that way because we will have access to text daily, you know, in that front. Anything to add to that? No? All right.
I have a schedule for discussion and or action. First up, medical benefits for eligible employees. It is recommended the board of directors evaluate and determine which medical benefits will be available to eligible employees. And everybody was sent this is a new packet from
it's new, right? And so she extended a couple of the options. As soon as she learned about the Kaiser, she extended some of the options in the Blue Shield package.
I think that also has the survey.
Oh, it has the survey results in there, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, team, for doing that. Yeah.
So do we, you guys have questions? Yeah. From Paul Maria, or?
This is offered, like if we go Blue Shield, everything under Blue Shield is offered for the employees to choose from, or do we have to choose a specific plan?
Can I walk up there and look at it too? We would select Blue Shield, right? And then the individual can select from within the Blue Shield for their option.
That's because we're all in the silver.
Right.
Blue Shield is the only option?
We have a comment, but I know we're fast. It's not tied to this information item, right?
No,
just in general. Okay. Can I add to you still?
Yeah.
We'll have
to do it at the end.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, do you know, may I ask? I mean, how close, what was Kaiser's middle, I guess? It's something that we didn't need to know prior to?
Yeah. In their correspondence, it didn't say. I don't remember seeing the minimum that it said. It just said that at this time they get many applicants in their or interest in the year. They can't accept them all, and then at this point. So Maria believes it's due to the size of our eligible, you know, just of our organization.
Did she say she foresees like year 2 being okay?
She, you heard her last time. She won't promise anything. So.
It's on a year.
Yeah, but she does know that, you know, she does know in the zip code that, you know, the demand and so on. So my understanding, she doesn't see it's not going to be an option for us. But she did kind of caution that we might not be big enough for, you know, for some providers.
Maybe in January.
Yeah.
We could revisit it.
Right.
And then they say no again, and she'll buy it.
The end of July, yeah. Just keep knocking on their door.
Yeah. Or cancel my cards.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need to call her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, then I'll make a motion that we select Blue Shield as the medical benefits available to eligible employees.
Second.
Second by Sam. Now for a vote, Samantha Noto.
Aye.
Melanie Troyer.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Resting. Aye. So that passes 4-0. Next up, approval of the local education agency membership to the Desert Mountain Charter Selkwa Education Local Plan Area. On April 6, 2018, the Desert Mountain Charter Selkwa Governance Council approved the acceptance of the Lincoln Steam Academy Drive into the Charter Selkwa. It is recommended the Board of Directors approve and accept the terms as presented for Legion Steam Academy Drive's acceptance into the Desert Mountain Charter Special Education Local Plan Area. If there's any questions, we just have to vote on that we want to join them. So, have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Vanessa. Second?
I'll second.
Second, Melanie. Roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Resting. Aye. Passes 4-0. Before we leave, do a quick, we have a comment card, and it's Bernadette Stroud. I'd like to say something on donations.
I'm founder, and I just had a question on donations, just because of, I wanted to be transparent with money coming in. I have had a lot of money coming through us, and I just wanted to keep everybody updated, just because I don't ever want there to be any problems with money and what I'm doing. So I created an Excel spreadsheet on the aid fundraiser, and every donation that's coming in through my family and friends that I sent out, I sent out 250 letters to family and friends, and we are getting donations. So I wanted to just make it transparent and clear if you guys ever want to look at what's going on, what's happening. What's coming, if it's check cash, if it's on PayPal, I have it, and I'll email to you if you guys ever want to see it. I always have a folder of copies. And then I established a relationship with the Plains of Fame. They're also a charitable donation, I think I forgot the title was, but basically if we ever want to hold fundraisers at their place, they will give it to us for free. If we want to take field trips, they will do them to us for free. They've given us some tickets, and if we ever want to have like auctions, they will give us merchandise, and they will give us tickets to auction off. So I'm really happy with that. So if you guys ever have any questions about, but these are for you guys to keep. I could email them too if you guys want to look at them. And here's the money from the aid fundraiser, and the money from my family, and the tickets from Plays of Fame. I just wanted to, because I know a bunch of people ask me, like, where's the money going and what's happening, and I don't ever want it to be an issue, and I wanted to be transparent about what we're doing with the money. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Adjournment. It is recommended the Board of Directors adjourn the regular board meeting for April 22nd, 2018. Do you have a motion? Second Melanie. Roll call vote. Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto. And Andrew Presti. Aye. The meeting is adjourned at 7:30 p.m.